Drake was arrested in Sweden last week, but no charges were filed. And a university is offering a course on Harry Styles. It's Tuesday, July 19th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Drake was arrested last Thursday in Sweden on suspicion of smoking marijuana, it has been revealed. According to Stockholm Police Press Officer Helena Boström Thomas, no charges were filed against the Canadian rapper, and he was released early Friday morning. On Sunday, Drake posted a photo on his Instagram of the handout he received from police in Sweden's National Police Board, titled, Information for Those Suspected of a Crime and Subsequently Detained. It spells out a person's rights. If you are not a Swedish citizen, you have a right to demand that your own country's consulate or equivalent institution be notified of your detainment and that messages from you be forwarded there, it states. Police were called to Burns, a restaurant and club in Stockholm where Drake was hosting a private party to investigate reports of drug use. Officers allegedly noticed a strong smell of marijuana as Drake and a bodyguard exited a washroom. Swedish newspaper Expressen cited sources as saying that Drake became aggressive when confronted by the officers and threatened to have them fired because he had the best lawyers in the world. Drake and his bodyguard were arrested on suspicion of drug use. The bodyguard was also charged with possession of a knife and taken to the Norrmalm police station. Drake was released early Friday morning without charges, and his bodyguard, who was not identified, was released later in the day. Reports of Drake's arrest hit social media late Thursday, sparking the hashtag #FreeDrake. On Friday, The Hollywood Reporter said that Drake's team denied that the rapper had been arrested, and the Daily Beast quoted a police spokesman as saying he was not in custody. In 2019, A$AP Rocky was arrested in Sweden for assault. He was convicted after spending about a month in jail and given a suspended sentence. A year earlier, G-Eazy pleaded guilty to assault and drug possession charges in Sweden. A professor in Texas said that he will teach the world's first ever university course on the work of Harry Styles. Dr. Louis Dean Valencia said Honors College at Texas State University will offer HON3399Q, Harry Styles and the Cult of Celebrity, next spring. According to the description, the course focuses on British musician Harry Styles and popular European culture to understand the cultural and political development of the modern celebrity as related to questions of gender and sexuality, race, class, nation, globalism, media, fashion, fan culture, internet culture, and consumerism. Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario is offering a course on Taylor Swift's literary legacy this fall, and Montreal's Concordia University has a course on rapper Ye's art, music, design, celebrity life, and cultural impacts in the age of information. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.